Welcome to All Road 65 Max Radio, where the road ahead gets brighter as we journey toward truth, traveling through our dreams and inspiration into a new reality. It's time, and your ticket is waiting. All aboard All Roads Lead 65 Max with Pamela Henderson.
Greetings and welcome to BBS Radio All Road 65 Max Radio with your host, Pamela L. Henderson. All Road 65 Max Foundation welcomes Stephanie McDaniel. Welcome, and how are you doing today, Miss Stephanie?
Well, Pamela, hello. I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I am beautiful on this lovely Tuesday.
Awesome. Awesome. So glad.
Great. Stephanie and her husband, Gabriel, are the owners of Messenger Studios, an audio-video media and event center in Addison, Texas. They are also dynamic marriage facilitators, and their focus is to coach married couples on how to make good marriage great and a great marriage dynamic. Stephanie and her husband are pastors at Miracle Revival Center Church and run a monthly homeless outreach called Abraham's Tent that feeds hundreds of homeless in downtown Dallas. Gourmet fresh meals every third Saturday of the month. Stephanie's passion is to encourage Christian women to live empowered. She hosts a free monthly luncheon called Soul Sisters, Proverbs 3:17, that invites Christian women from all over the Metroplex to come together for good food, great fellowship, and receive encouragement in their walk with the Lord. Stephanie is getting ready to publish her first book this fall called Girl Undone, Girl Redeemed. She is the mother of three children, Miracles, and Gifts from God. As a champion over cancer for 29 years, Stephanie is an advocate for living a healthy, balanced life filled with gratitude. She is the founder of Tribe Crushing It, a Christian woman's mind, body, and spirit fitness program, and also assists individuals with creating personalized life plans for their wellness journey. That is a beautiful bio, Stephanie.
How are you doing today? Really, really good. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to be able to just chat with you about some interesting things today and maybe be able to reach out to a few people and make a difference, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is our goal. It is very interesting when you meet someone who has similar interests as you. I am girl empowerment. I believe that there is nothing we cannot do. If we are given the right resources to journey our dreams and passions, to present our talents in a positive way. 65 Max Foundation offers mentor internships to at-risk youth and young adolescents, ages 12 to 24 years old. My expertise is to help build their customer service skills and to give a platform for everyone to shine amongst the stars. I am passionate about health, beauty, and wellness, of loving ourselves no matter what obstacles we are enduring. Health and wellness are about having a balanced lifestyle. When you are discussing as advocates, what's the biggest misperception people have and why?
So when it comes to wellness, I think the first part of the journey is understanding the connectedness of how we're created and we're designed. And I think in this day and age, we live in such a disconnected way that really goes into how we treat ourselves. So, for instance, you know, when we don't feel well in our body, we go to a doctor and we treat our physical self, right? And when we have some emotional needs, we go to a counselor to treat our emotional self. And when we're looking for that spirit filled, we'll, you know, some will go to church or find fellow believers to really fill that spiritual self. But these aren't all separate. So when we think about our health, our wellness, they have to really work as a unit for us, number one. And we have to realize that right in the center of all three, when we connect all of these, say, if we look at them as like rings, if we connect all the rings together, right in the center is our heart. And, you know, I love the wisdom of a proverb that says, above everything else, guard your heart, because from it flow the springs of life. So when we think about our health, our right. wellness, we have that emotional heart, and we also have our physical heart, but they both are so important because they're a huge part of our being healthy. So, you know, really, Pamela, we live our relationships out of the condition of our hearts. And so, you know, a cheerful heart is good medicine, right? And what does that mean? It means that we have to, especially now in this time, people are so stressed. People are scared. They're uncertain. I really think, number one, just to have wellness around us and health around us, we need to give people 10%. We need to give them basically maybe a little bit more of a hall pass right now, understanding that we don't know the walk they're going through right now. We're not walking in their shoes. And, you know, the physical effect of being angry at others or holding unforgiveness, you know, it actually raises the levels of hormones, cortisol, and adrenaline. And our body will actually create the same amount of levels as if we're someone experiencing really high levels of stress. So we have to realize that the hormones that are released in our bodies when we think negative things have a negative impact on our overall wellness. But now flip that over to the better side of it, and the hormones that are released in our bodies when we think good thoughts are actually heart healthy, as opposed to the harmful hormones that are released when we think negative thoughts. So first of all, I think all of our connectedness and who we are has to work as one. We have to protect our hearts, release and let go of the negativity, and then allow ourselves to really be able to process our stress. I mean, if 75 to 90% of all physician office visits have stress-related components, I think it's really important that we look at stress and say, what stressors am I not handling in a healthy and effective way? And when my stresses get triggered, because we all have triggers, right, Pamela? I mean, oh my gosh, my husband, so my kids can tell you, oh, she's triggered right there. But right. am I responding or am I reacting? So well, we have to choose.
Yeah, I mean, one of the comments that you made about when you're keeping in some of the dislike that you may have about someone, or when something has happened to you, you tend to keep that inside, and you know you just can't be free. And I know, because I am that person, one of those people whom have gone through some obstacles and some challenges, and what someone had did to me. And for a long time, I had a big problem of letting go, because all I can think about was, this has happened to me, and I felt like a virgin. I really and truly did. I felt like a virgin, and like, you know, getting pleasure, and this is just made me so angry. And I really had to realize that I wasn't able to really move forward until I was able to forgive. And once I did that, then all of that pain had just subsided and went away. So you're absolutely right. We're only able to walk through our journey when we're able to forgive some of the things that happened to us, so we can be free for whatever journey that leads us.
You know, sometimes too, you know, to me, unforgiveness, this is the picture I see. It's like there's a cup of poison, and I drink the poison, but I'm looking at the person that I'm unforgiving at and waiting for them to drop dead. It's like, but I'm drinking the poison of unforgiveness.
Absolutely.
You know, so the result is it's going to impact me. And, you know, I think the difference with forgiveness and unforgiveness is, I think a lot of people think that, well, if I have to forgive them, I'm letting them off the hook. No, with forgiveness, you're letting yourself off the hook.
True.
You're saying that this person,
I only felt that way is when I really, really had to seek and listen to some of the pastors. And I listened to like Pastor Joel Osteen and Bishop T.D. Jakes and Jamal Bryant. And Bishop T.D. Jakes really, really had gotten me to understand, to open up my heart and to let go of a lot of the pain that I was harboring within. So you're absolutely right.
Right.
You are
and, you
absolutely
know, sometimes
right.
We can never, sometimes we don't have the opportunity to go back to the person that hurt us. Like, we don't have that open door maybe, but we can still release them. We can place that person before us in our minds and actually say, I release you. You know, I forgive you. And I release you. And in turn, Lord, I ask you that you forgive me for judging this person, even though everything they might have done was completely wrong.
Right.
You know, I set a judgment, and I'm not to do that either. So I'm asking to be released of the entire bitter root, all of it. Pluck it all out. You know, take it all
Absolutely.
Out. And let that go. Let that person, you know, again, you're the one seeking the freedom. That person will maybe never be free of what they are or who they are, but you can be free of them, and that you can break that connection. And through forgiveness, you can have a brand new start and a brand new freedom and liberty and power. I mean, oh my gosh.
Power.
When you let that go,
and
didn't you feel the power within you?
I was giving you my power. Yes. I'm
yes.
Sorry. Go ready.
No, I agree. That's it. It's claiming your power back that was never meant to be taken from you, nor did they have the authority or the right to do it. So, yeah, you have to decree that power back. Absolutely.
Yes. So give an example of a situation where you did something that helped other or someone to be more enthusiastic.
Oh, gosh. Okay. that's a big question right there. Well,
absolutely.
You know, I think in order to be able to help someone else be enthusiastic, you have to really listen. You have to listen to what they're saying they are truly meant. People will reveal, without them even knowing it, their destiny and their purpose, without even knowing they're saying it, because it's in them. It's been gifted to them. They've been sent to this earth to fulfill it. And sometimes life in the world has shrunk that and distracted them. But if you just really listen to their heart, that gifting, that destiny, that purpose will manifest through their actions, through their words. And when you see it, you catch it, and you show it to them, and you turn around and you share with them, this is what you're here for. And I guess with, say, the Soul Sisters and with helping women, and I too have such a heart for young women, because it's hard to be a young woman. I would never want to be a young woman, a 20-year-old again. That's hard. That's a hard time to figure out who you are. Oh, my gosh. You're so busy trying to please everybody and figure yourself out. I tell people, look, honey, by the time you're 40, you're going to say, psh, none of that even
okay.
matters.
Okay. This is me. Take it or love it. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Take it or leave it. But, but you know, being able to really just be able to see someone who maybe their GPS just isn't plugged in the way it needs to be in life, and just helping them to be able to plug in that GPS and say, these are your giftings. This is your destiny. Let's pray it together. Let's meet together. I speak with a young lady every Tuesday morning at 10 who's kind of going through it right now. And I just said to her, you know, she was really just upset one day. And I said, I just want you to breathe. Number one, we have to breathe. I don't think we breathe enough. We have to, when we breathe, it means so much. It means we believe, we release, we embrace, we accept, we take action, we heal, and we elevate. That's what the real meaning of breathe is. So I told her we need to do a stop, drop, and roll. She was really undone. I said, this is my Stephanie three-step. This is what I tell people. Stop. You know, we all learned as kids, stop, drop, and roll, right? Stop. If you catch fire, stop, drop, and roll. Well, she was kind of in a tizzy of on fire, not knowing what was going on and unhappy. And it was rolling into other deeper, really heavy emotions she was feeling. And I said, number one, we have to breathe. We have to stop your reaction. We have to choose to respond to what's happening right now. I said, take a deep breath in. I said, then I want you to drop that heightened emotional state that you're in and exhale slowly. I said, now let's roll with gratitude. Let's just roll with the Lord's leading. Let's trust the process. Let's trust that we're safe. I said, I just want you to relax with that. And now we're going to, I said to her, I want you to just see yourself walking down a street. I said, I'm not going to tell you what the street looks like. Just walk down it. I said, you come to a house, and I want you to knock on the door. So she did. She had her eyes closed. I said, and when you open the door, I want the person who opens the door to be you 5 years from now. I said, what does she say to you? What is she saying? What does she look like? And she just started to cry. And she,
wow.
And after we went through it, I said, now tell me, you know, what did you see? She said, the first thing I saw myself say to me was, I'm worth it. And
absolutely.
I am enough.
Absolutely.
And she said, and the house was, she explained the house. I said, well, honey, we're going to start figuring out, we're going to talk about finance. We're going to talk about savings. We're going to talk about being a homeowner. We're going to talk about assets. So that's what we talk about on Tuesdays. We talk about her future, becoming a homeowner, how she's putting her money aside, her budgets, getting her ready. She's in her 20s. I said, but by 30, you're going to own that home. We're going to find that home. We're going to find what you saw. You're going to fulfill that. And one day you will be opening that door from the other side and you will be that person.
Right. So, absolutely. That was great. Very inspiring. Very inspiring. Well, you know, speaking of the inspiration, you know, as women, sometimes, you know, we carry titles. But when I had met you and I had addressed you by Pastor Stephanie McDaniel, and you replied, call me Stephanie, I found you to be down to earth. Having no title ego, can you explain why you prefer to be called Stephanie instead of Pastor Stephanie?
Well, I feel like, you know what, on that great day when I go home to the Lord, I just think he's going to say, welcome, Stephanie. I just think that's what he's going to call me. And that's enough. You know, that's enough for me. And I feel like I'm just here to serve. If I can just be the hands and feet of, you know, the Lord that I serve while I'm here, which is Jesus, that's all I want to be. And I'm not asking for anything else. I just believe that my gifts are given so that others can be lifted up and others can see his love for them. And at the end of the day, I really just believe that, you know, he saved me just so I could be a girl redeemed. You know,
I haven't climbed
giant ladders or made great, you know, inventions or cured some major diseases. But you know what? He just saved me and restored me. And and that was enough for me to just say, I'm a child of God. That's what
okay.
I'm here for.
Well, great. Beautiful. Well, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back to discuss further health, wellness with the lovely Stephanie McDaniel. Welcome back to BBS Radio, All Road 65 Max Radio, with your hosts, Pamela L. Henderson and Stephanie McDaniel. You still there with me, Stephanie?
I am right here with you.
So, let's discuss. What I'm excited about hearing about is your book coming out. Tell us about your book.
So, wow, thank you. So, yes, it's been a journey to write, and I know so many people are sharing their stories, and if you're out there and you're listening and you have a story, tell it, because there is someone waiting on it. Somebody needs to hear your journey, and I think that, so for me, I decided that I would tell my story of being a teenage cancer survivor, but not just focusing on the journey of what I went through, but really live it. How do we live a legacy of life after trauma? And, you know, that was my trauma, but trauma comes in so many forms and has so many faces, right? In the life that we live, but it's who are we afterwards? Who do we become? what journey do we choose? Do we take the, you know, we have to take the best parts of who we were and add it to who we are now and make a difference. And it's that, it's the legacy that we live, really, that, that matters. And a lot of people get stuck, and I just want them to know it's time to get unstuck. You know, if you've been through trauma and you've been stuck by it, you don't have to be. That there's a beautiful path for each and every one of us, and that we can grow from, and our journeys matter. And what True. The light we bring to other people, you know, we might be the lighthouse that in someone's storm. So, you know, shine on, shine bright, and let people see your light, because that may be the very thing that saves them out of a really turbulent time.
Oh, absolutely. I know, me too. I've been wanting to write my book for the past 3 years now. It's been a long time. I know that the challenges and obstacles that I have gone through, my book already had the heading and have started it. I just haven't finished it. It's called A Journey of a Sapphire. And
beautiful.
I'm hoping to inspire a lot of young girls and whom have fallen through the cracks of the judicial system, who have received some form of injustice, such as I, when I can remember, you know, fighting for my grandson. And it was so overwhelming because for 10 years, I never cried. I held so much in because I had to be strong for him. And he was only 3 at the time. And I remember that day leaving out of the court, and I won guardianship of him. And I didn't even make it down the stairs of the courthouse. I just like fell apart and just was crying immensely because I was letting all that pressure go. I had to carry all of that weight, but it's just about saving his life and giving him the opportunity so he can grow as a young king. That was my focus and my mission. However, it did affect me a lot emotionally, and it had taken me time because I never understood how I needed to let go as well. So I was so strong for everyone else that I have mentored and given advice to. But what about me? I did not have no one to give me or lift me. So it was, you know, it was really, really a difficult hardship. And going through that and then going through being harassed by someone was really affecting me too. So my book will help a lot of young women because I'm quite sure they can understand that journey but don't know how to let go and move forward. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's really, 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 really inspiring. And that is how you were inspired when you had written your book, Girl Undone, Girl Redeemed, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And Pamela, can I ask, what do you feel, because you do deal with so many young women today, what do you feel their biggest struggles and challenges are with this young millennial generation that are, it's a different world. So what are you finding is a common struggle that you're having to really help with and draw them out of?
Actually, it is the fad of everything that's going on. It's like if you having to fit in. And it's okay to be different. Like me, I have always been different than other girls. And that's when the misperception of me come into play, of understanding that just because you may do certain things just to fit in, that is not who Pamela is. But get to know me. Get to know who Pamela is, and you'll see I am a worldly, outgoing, enthusiastic, vibrant young woman. And a lot of times with these young girls, it's the behavioral issues that they have of understanding that you have to separate what is mental issues, what is behavioral issues. And a lot of them just have behavioral issues. And a lot of them are not understanding it's okay to be you. Be the authentic you. But you have to acknowledge those mistakes, and we have to move forward. So once you take responsibility for that, then you can dance amongst the stars. And regardless of who doesn't like you or find you to be different, that's okay. You're still being you because you are one of God's jewels. So that's what I always tell all of my girls. I am a sapphire. And what makes me a sapphire? Because I've been through a lot. I have gone through so much. No one would believe that I am living. I'm not crazy or out of my mind and fell apart. No. But I am a sapphire because I'm on this journey towards success. So, yeah, that is what is totally important. We both are passionate. Really, go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to say it really does start with their – so what you're saying is their thoughts life. It's their beliefs. It's their attitudes. It's the way they're perceiving life. And that's a huge role in really creating who they become, their emotions, their feelings, and that really impacts their behavior. It's also – it cascades. You know, the emotions and feelings impact the behavior. So, you know, our thought life is really a significant role in who we become emotionally – physically, and how we respond to the world. So that lack of maybe understanding who they are in their thought life.
Absolutely. Definitely, and it's all about, you know, when you're being misjudged. So when someone can, you know, that's like, you know, when you're in high school, when someone sees you and you may look nice and everything, and then they just totally, you know, have this misperception about you. So they misjudge you, and then they go tell their friends, and the next thing you know, they're building this wall with people whom, you know, come with this negativity. And it's really hard for some girls to really understand that and try to move forward because they don't, you know, and then that's when the bullying comes in or the disrespect and, you know, and then here we go with the fighting and things like that. So that's why it's important to be able to give girls a platform, and especially starting from age, even from 11, but through my foundation is from 12 to 24, but starting from that age so they can understand you can be whoever you want to be. And it's okay if you want to act silly or however you want to do. You may want to be a comedian, but it's okay. Just give the platform so they can do things in a positive way where you don't have to feel like that. You have to do what others have done in order to make it in life. And I am that example.
Right, right. That's it. Because
absolutely.
And, you know, school is so terrible. When you think about how you just want to tell young people, oh, my gosh, don't believe the hype when you're in school. Don't believe the hype of what these other kids are saying. You know, hurt people hurt people. You know, I'm sure the people who are hurting you are saying these things. If you were to follow them home and walk in their house, you'd be hearing very similar things being said to them. They're just, they're spewing out what's being pushed on them. So it's so unfortunate. You just want to say, you know, and coming from a girl who was the chemo chick in high school, I mean, deal with that in a small town, you know.
Absolutely.
Dealing with, you know, and that was way back when, you know, the cancer was the C word still, and people really didn't say, you know, it was like a hush thing, you know, people pulling their children away from you. So as if high school isn't hard enough, you know, be the chemo girl in gym class who nobody wants on their team.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. Yeah. But just imagine, so going through all of that hardship and everything. And speaking about that, we both are passionate about health and wellness. And during this time with COVID-19, I have found some great products to share with others, especially the vitamins and the non-toxic household products I have been currently using. And even my family, we totally know the difference. And it has even made me feel better. I am so chippery. And I feel good. I feel like I'm breathing better. And the cleaning with that helps build your immune system. How passionate are you to share your aha moments with others?
You can't even get me started there. I tell you what, it's a huge part of who I am to share with others what they may just not be aware of. It's just the small things. For instance, over 100 hand sanitizers now being recalled by the, you know, for toxic products by the government. There are just these little silent, harmful chemicals found in the everyday things we use. You know, 75% to 90% of breast cancer tumors contain parabens. Well, we're not thinking about that when we go to Bath and Body Works or these places that have all of these yummy smelling lotions, but they have toxic things like parabens in them or all of these different ingredients.
Yes.
And I think it's very important that we, and I really believe so many people are really awake now. And they're getting there. I think just especially women, we're getting there. And we're realizing that when we take care of our skin and our beauty and our health, that we need to look for wellness-inspired products.
Absolutely.
And when it comes to our health, yes, we need to make sure that our immune – we will never be able to go back to a world where we didn't think about our immunity. Like, it's always going to matter now. We're always going to make sure that we are at the best state possible for our immunity. So – you know, 97% of Americans have some sort of nutritional deficiency, and considering that 70% of our immunity, our immune system is found in our gut, it's really important that we take probiotics daily and that we consider, you know, high omega-3s and vitamin D and all of these magnesium, all of these things, and that will build our immunity and fortify us. But also, not every supplement is created equally. You just can't go to the store and just grab whatever's on the shelf.
Yeah,
not going to be the same. So you have to make sure of the absorption rate of what you're taking is actually going in deep into the cells and is doing two things, reducing inflammation and reducing free radical damage. If you can really control those two parts and then have an impact on the 25 other systems in your body, then you can really make a difference. And yes, you don't have, you can age gracefully. You can feel like a teenager again. You don't, you know what? We should all be living the best version of ourselves no matter what our age. We shouldn't settle. We shouldn't think that it's normal to feel sick and tired all the time. We shouldn't think it's normal that we're choking when we spray and clean our bathrooms. This is not normal. We should know as consumers that it's not okay that we spend our money on poisonous, harmful products. We should have natural products, safe products. And Pamela, you know all about that. So
absolutely. Absolutely. So what motivates you to share with others?
Knowing that, you know, one time I got a call, my husband was getting some insurance from a gentleman and his wife was there with their 1.5-year-old daughter. And so I sat with her because I was waiting on my husband and I started to just ask her about her daughter and herself. And she was telling me how blessed they were that this was the only child they would be ever be able to have, that she wasn't able to have children after that one child, and just the cutest little girl. Oh, my gosh. And so I said, well, what kind of products do you use at your house? I started talking to her about the importance of natural products. Cancer runs in her family. I just told her, hey, you know, just some small adjustments. So she switched out her products with some things that I helped her with. I helped her shop. And we got a call 6 months later on a Sunday morning from her husband. And he said, our daughter, we woke up this morning, got into the kitchen before we woke up, went under the kitchen sink counter, and pulled out the cleaners and was covered in cleaning products, had opened the tops and drank some. He said, He said, thank goodness we switched our products to all natural safe products that Stephanie helped us shop for. He said, because this would have been a very different morning. Our daughter could have been gone this morning. He said, but because, he said, 6 months ago, under there was all of the cascade and caustic chemicals and things that would have probably been fatal. But because he got rid of all of that stuff and they switched it out for the natural safe stuff, you know, their lives were forever changed. And that's, when you get calls like that, that is something that you can never stop sharing, because
Absolutely. How
many other children need to know that? How many other families can be impacted? How many, you know, how many futures can be totally changed with a simple adjustment?
Absolutely. And not only that, it's all about, so you're changing from an environment that we've just been accustomed to of utilizing a lot of toxin products and everything, not understanding how we're getting colds and feeling sick and tired and things like that. However, one convenience that we never realized that we have is having it to come to you, and you don't have to go into the store. I love it.
That's right.
I love it.
Yep.
It is beautiful. And that is what a lot of people have to really understand. You know, I know it's a lot of health and wellness products out there, but And for me, I have tried. To me, I thought I didn't try everything. But I'm really, really satisfied with the products that I am taking, having in my house. I mean, I looked at that box and I was like, all of this toxins yeah. that I had, you know, yeah. and everything, it just was not good. So what yeah. was your biggest disappointment and how did you overcome the challenge or obstacle?
Biggest disappointment in what area?
It just in general.
Oh, gosh. Biggest disappointment. Let's see. Oh, wow. You know, I try to really focus on just the positive. I'm a person who really looks up a lot. I don't look down too much. So I tend to really focus so much on all the things that are just such a blessing. And I'm, you know, every day is such a miracle to me that I really just try to observe my surroundings from a perspective of gratitude. When it comes to disappointment, you know, I guess in life, my greatest disappointment, I guess, was, you know, having a father who was an alcoholic and at times missing the man he should have been. Towards the end of his life, he actually was diagnosed with cancer, and I went to visit him, and he was totally sober, not drinking at all because of the chemo. And it was like the best gift I was ever given because I got to see him be the total man he was always supposed to be. And I'll never forget, it was like Kodak moments the whole time I was at my mom's house with him. And I just enjoyed every moment of our trip because I got to see him without being influenced. And so disappointment is that I didn't get a whole lifetime of him like that. But you know what? Right. I'm so thankful for the glimpse that I was given and knowing that he was, you know, the wholeness of who he was as a person. So with every disappointment, we can find something that's redeeming and something to be grateful for in the midst of it. So even with my disappointment, I'm so thankful and I wouldn't change a thing because, you know, there's so many great qualities that he had too. But, you know, as a daughter, you know, that father figure means everything. And you don't want your father to ever be lacking.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, you have to love beyond.
True, true. Well, we're going to take another quick break, and we will be right back to discuss health wellness with Stephanie McDaniel. Thank you. BBS Radio, All Roads 65 Max Radio with your host, Pamela L. Henderson and Stephanie McDaniel. Hey, Stephanie, you still there with me, huh?
Of course. I'm right here in the passenger shotgun seat.
We are discussing health and wellness today and our aha moments when we have something great to share with others. I have created my e-learning online customer service training program that will be launching this month in August. It will be offered online worldwide at allroad65max.org, where you'll be able to find how to become a mentor and join me as a leader by volunteering, and how you can help make a difference by donating to Inspire a Jewel. Or you can join me on Patreon.com, All Road 65, where I also discuss health and wellness by attaining a jewel tier. Stephanie, tell us more about the outreach called Abraham's Tent that feeds hundreds of homeless in downtown Dallas.
Absolutely. So we realized that there was a growing need in the community for quality outreach and just love on those who really needed it. And so we were blessed to enjoy just great. We are some foodies at this house. Let me just say that. We love some food around here. Ooh. And, you know, with that, we always have an open door and a full table, and we're always inviting others over to eat with us. And we cook mountains of food, it seems like, my husband and I. And it was just time to really bring our community together and to serve. Again, it's all about who we can help and how can we help them in life. And right. So my husband led out an initiative calling it Abraham's Tent, after Abraham in the Bible, how him and Sarah would open their tent in every direction to the stranger and allow them to come in and you know, really just take care of them and nourish them and show them the utmost hospitality and then share with them their God and this beautiful universe that we live in. And so we created this, but we didn't want it to be bologna sandwiches and hot dogs. And that, I'm not speaking against it. We just wanted it to, we wanted the homeless to feel the love and respect and all that they really are, that they're worthy of the very best. So we do gourmet giving. And what my husband did was he wanted a lot of the men to get involved. So he has trained the men on how to prepare the very best food. I'm talking fresh green beans sauteed with wine sauce and onions and butter and garlic. And they smoke beautiful giant briskets and fresh chickens and, you know, from nothing frozen. Everything's always fresh. And they don't sleep for probably 2 days straight getting everything ready, smoking it. This is Texas. Yeah. They say, this is Texas, y'all. So we believe in barbecuing some stuff up. It's smoking it up in that barbecue. So so the plates are just heaping over with delicious, fresh food. And it's interesting because I think a lot of times when we think of the homeless, we may think it's like older men or, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. There's right. just an idea that some people have. But you know what? When we go out, a lot of our lunches, lunch plates that we do on Saturday, and they're gigantic lunch plates, they go to a lot of beautiful little babies. They go to 4 and 5 year olds in the family. They go to, you know, teenagers. They, you wouldn't believe the number of families that are, that find themselves in so much need right now. And they're out there and they need help. And so that is, that's really where it's at. And it was interesting because one Saturday, my one son, he got there a little late. He always helps serve. And he got there late. He had another job that day, and he pulled up to the area where they normally serve all the people. And you normally don't see the after effects because when we serve, then we go on. But he right. came, and he saw the after effects, Pamela. And he said it was the most interesting thing. He pulled up, and he just parked for a minute, and he looked around, and he said all he saw was community. He said people were sitting under the trees together in circles, and there were kids kicking a ball, and people were laughing, and they all had their plates of food. And he said the food went beyond just servicing a need of hunger. It created community in that afternoon. And he said, and he just sat back and he watched it. And he said, and that's what it's all about. It's not just feeding the body, but feeding the soul. And again, that connectedness, it's having that connectedness.
That is so true. That is so true. And so what about the tribe crushing it? I mean, I love, you know what? I am totally inspired by your headings of
oh,
like
thanks.
Tribe
yes.
crushing it. Okay, here we go.
So tribe crushing it, we were actually, it's been on hold with COVID and everything else. And I revamped it a little bit, but tribe crushing it was all about body, mind, and spirit. Just the body-mind connection. Again, I always go back to connectedness, and it's having that connection. And so when you come in to Tribe Crushing It, we were hosting the sessions at our studio in Addison. First thing we would do is we'd do a lot of fascia release with the rollers and fascia release with just the tension and the feet, kind of a little bit of reflexology. But then after that, we dealt with the emotional So we deal with a little bit of the fitness physically, but then we talk about the fitness emotionally. And we have these exercises we do, which I can't give away on the radio, Pamela. But we do, we get in circles,
right?
and we literally, let me just say this, we literally crush it. We crush it. We open up, all that stuff, like you said, you held in. Well, this was a place, a safe place for women to release that and crush it. And in turn, leave with an affirmation. In exchange for crushing that other part of what they need to release. And then we ended with 15 minutes of deep breathing with essential oils and just releasing and bringing peace into the body. Because once you release all that and expose it, you want to be able to fill it back in with, you know, raising your frequency and just taking care of your body. And, you know, when it comes to essential oils, like if there's ladies on, you know, clary sage, it's the woman's oil. Have you ever smelled clary sage oil, Pamela?
No, I haven't. But I love sage. I clean sage a lot. I just, you know, I walk around with my sage in my hand.
Okay, well, I love clary sage. It really induces feelings of relaxation, clarity, calmness.
Yeah.
So wonderful for women. And it's really great for women's health, because it's actually great for a woman no matter where she is in the phase of her life. And it calms the nervous system, especially when we're under stress. And then Lang Lang, which is flower of the flower, that's great to combine with it. It also strengthens the nervous system and causes relaxation. And then geranium oil, awesome for hormone balance for ladies. It's like a tonic for the adrenal cortex. Amazing. And so many of our adrenals are just kind of tapped out from just being overly stressed out for too long. We've been in fight or flight for so long that we've just tapped out that adrenal system. So it's really great for maintaining hormone balance. And again, for women in all stages of life, doesn't matter how young or old you are. So I really do love to infuse essential oils, especially that empower women and give them their balance and really give them that clarity and that focus. Again, it's all about each of us stepping out in our purpose, our destiny, and why we're here and what we're here to accomplish.
Oh, so true. So true. So tell me, how can someone reach you, Stephanie, and how can they purchase your book when it comes out?
Uh-huh.
And how they can attain the resources who lives in Texas to go to Abraham's Tent, because it's so important about feeding and helping and making sure someone is full. And especially now, while we are in this time of need for everyone, it's a blessing. I was just listening to T.D. Jakes when he was saying and talking about shoes off. Yes, we have to take our shoes off. It doesn't matter how rich you are, how much money that you don't have or you do have, or about your titles or anything. It's about right now, people are in need, and you have to take your shoes off. And I said, shoes are off, Bishop. Shoes are off.
I don't like to wear shoes anyway, so I'm glad for that.
Shoes off anyway with you, huh?
Yes. I would be barefoot anyways. That's great. I'm all for it. Yeah, no, I think that's great. So so for Abraham's Tent, we have a website, MRC, like Miracle Revival Center, M as in Mary, R as in, I don't know, rainbow, C as in cat, mrcministries.com, and they can email through there. There's a phone number on there as well. They can connect with me on Facebook, on LinkedIn. Also, my site isn't up yet, but there will be a Girl Undone, Girl Redeemed regular website page as well. So
that is
in the process of being planned, but that saying will be my my site. So it'll be easy enough to connect.
Oh, that would be great. That is something. I'm glad that we totally connected. That was beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah, because
awesome.
It's important. I try to connect and create partnerships that are very, very fulfilling, especially towards my journey and where I am at and my focus and my passion, because it's all about loving on these girls and making all of us feel good and everything. And it's totally important because they need that. I need that. You know what I mean? I need Stephanie to love on her some Pamela, because that's important. you know, I have to keep it. I have to keep it moving because we're sharing those experiences, and also, you know, it's about feeding us with that energy so we can feel good about ourselves. You know, we can't have it any other way. And I tell them that all the time. You're God's gift. You're God's jewels. So if no one is treating you right or you having that negativity, run. I mean, run. Right. Run for the hills.
That's right. You're every girl needs to know that they are truly a treasure. You know, they are a unique treasure. And no one can be them and no one can ever take their place. And they have to know that they are so worthy. And that no matter where they are in life, they are enough. They don't have to strive. You know, they just have to be, just be. And that's enough to be loved. Don't perform for people. Don't just, Absolutely. People love you because you're you. They love you because you just are. And that's truly being loved. You know, it's not performance oriented or any of that. And, you know, I think once young girls can realize just how unbelievably special they are and gifted and beautiful and just powerful and amazing. Wow, they can change the world. They can turn this world upside down and do some great stuff.
Absolutely. That I totally agree. So any last minute inspirational advice you would like to share?
Oh gosh, let's see. You know what? If anyone feels stuck, I'd say, you know, or find themselves in just a negative thought pattern, you can change your thought life. It's not a hard thing. It's minor adjustments. You know, I'd say take a challenge. For 2 weeks, just observe your surroundings every day with awareness and gratitude and be very present in every moment. So many times we're losing moments because our mind is somewhere else. It's in a phone. It's in a selfie. It's 5 days from now. But you know what? You live today. Today is the gift. Be present in the moments you're in and appreciate the moments you have with gratitude. And, you know, I say keep a journal of everything you're thankful for as you see it and seek out the positive. And even when you wake up first thing in the morning, write it. Think of 3 things that you're grateful for, because however you start your day, every morning we have new cells that are waiting to be programmed to do whatever we are thinking about that day.
Absolutely.
So I just would encourage everyone, start your day filled with positive thoughts, truth, scriptures, and vision. You know, I like to call it your morning manna. We get up and we eat breakfast. Well, you know what? Your spirit and your soul need some morning manna too. So go ahead and feed it gratitude and love and vision and truth. And you will be amazed at how your brain will start creating these new pathways in a positive way, and things will begin to move forward, and you're going to just see things happen. And that's what I would encourage today, to just live in the present with gratitude and awareness and watch every day change for the better.
All right. Well stated. Stephanie, it was an absolutely pleasure having you on BBS Radio All Roads 65. I look forward to chatting further and to our prosperous partnership. Until next time. Please join me here on BBS Radio, All Roads 65, every other Tuesday at 11 a.m. Or you can join me on the new website that's coming out, allroads65max.org, and on my Patreon.com, All Roads 65. You can also visit me at Pamela H Inspires Jewels. I leave you with this quote of the day. I am no longer accepting the things I cannot change. I am changing the things I cannot accept. Angela Davis. Have a wonderful day. From a true sapphire herself, Pamela L. Henderson. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to All Roads 65 Max Radio with Pamela Henderson. Join us every other week on Tuesdays, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on BBS Radio Station 1. And please visit allroads65max.org and become a volunteer or sponsor and be the change you want to see in this world. With your help, we can make a difference in our society and uplift those who so desperately need our help. Thank you for tuning in.